the use of higher level time fractals to simply activate when one of several time fractals is spiking is a primitive way to accommodate for fuzziness in the spike time dependent plasticity, but for derivatives, the question is, will an approach of simply counting the changes or variations in the timing of the spikes help? Or is there another way to approximate calculus that is more efficient and reliable?